Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller has joined 43 other attorneys general in a lawsuit that alleges 20 of the country's largest generic drug makers have conspired to artificially inflate and manipulate drug prices. Miller says the suit argues that company executives work together informally to increase prices up to 1,000% for more than 100 different types of drugs.
Just a huge range of drugs affecting people that have diabetes, cancer, epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, HIV, ADHD, and others.
According to the suit, the drugs account for billions of dollars of sales in the U.S. It was filed in the U.S. District Court of Connecticut. After flooding hit a western Iowa refuge 2 months ago, today it has reopened to the public. DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge in western Iowa and eastern Nebraska is open, but the boat ramps are closed, access is limited, and some hiking trails are still flooded. Peter Ray is the refuge's supervisory park ranger. He says flooding has brought some animals to parts of the refuge they wouldn't normally go to. They even had a couple of unusual sightings, including a little blue heron, which is typically found in the southeast United States. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have more updates tomorrow during Morning Edition. I'm Mary Hartnett.